Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Starting at 9 o'clock today and going throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. We have your chance to win your way into one of the killer summer concerts that's coming up. And you'll be in the running for the grand prize, a trip for two to Vegas to see Imagine Dragons. Going to be great. Brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
That's a good car, the Mazda 3.
Good looking car.
Yeah, I dated a girl who had one. It was fast.
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly fast. Mm.
We're going to start with Glenn Campbell. He has passed away. Not a giant surprise. In fact, he just finished touring. He was doing a tour with his band and his daughter. Yeah. And she would help him remember lyrics. And he didn't want to hide away when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He was age 81, battled Alzheimer's, they say, for about 6 years. His family released a statement. "It is with the heaviest of hearts that we announce the passing of our beloved husband, father, grandfather, and legendary singer and guitarist, Glenn Travis Campbell." He'll always be known as a country artist, but that's actually kind of selling him short. As I'm reading some of the list of stuff that he did and all the people that he performed with, it's stunning.
I'm surprised. I'll be really surprised to hear what you're about to say, because his death didn't touch me in any real way. I don't listen to, I have no idea.
He started as a guitarist who joined the Wrecking Crew in 1961.
Oh, so and he was a recording
he
artist.
He was a session guy.
Right.
He played on, there was a group of LA musicians and they played on everything.
Okay.
They worked nonstop. In 1963 alone, Glenn Campbell played on 586 songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
In 1 year. The list of artists he played with through the years included Frank Sinatra, Merle Haggard, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, Elvis Presley, the Mamas and the Papas, and the Beach Boys. He even toured with the Beach Boys in 1964 when Brian Wilson went on hiatus. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys said, "Glenn's main forte is guitar, but he's even a better singer than all the rest. He could sing higher than I could." And singing is what ultimately made him famous. His first hit was "Gentle on My Mind" in 1967. Where's the chorus? I feel like I've never heard this one.
I had never heard this.
I was jumping around.
Okay.
Can't really find the chorus right now.
That's all right. And then he started, I guess he had a ton of hits. They're saying here, "By the Time I Get to Phoenix," which I feel like I've heard. "By the Time I Get to Phoenix, You'll Be Gone" or something. And then, didn't mean to interrupt him. Wichita Lineman, maybe. Galveston, Southern Nights, and, of course, Rhinestone Cowboy, which was the big one. He became a TV star in 1969, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. I totally remember that.
Yeah, I think I do, too.
Yeah. I never watched that.
Didn't he take over for the Smothers Brothers show?
I don't know. But yeah, we were like 3 years old at that point. And he did do a little acting, too. He co-starred with John Wayne in the original True Grit,
mm-hmm,
one they just remade. And he played himself in Clint Eastwood's Annie, Which Way You Can. Mm-hmm. He sold over 45 million records, received 11 Grammys, was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2005, and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2011. He decided to bring light to the disease by doing interviews.
Porn?
No.
Are you watching porn?
No. "By the Time I Get to Arizona" is a Public Enemy song.
Oh.
And so when you said that, I went, I know that song, but I don't know the one. So
maybe
is it
takeoff?
I don't know. I didn't mean to turn it on. I'm so sorry, but I was looking up to see why I recognized it. It's because it's Public Enemy. Oh.
He decided to do interviews. He made appearances and launched his goodbye tour. His final studio album, Adios, was released in June, and that was a lot of it was about his struggle with Alzheimer's and how I think one of the songs was I won't remember you while you're remembering me or something.
Oh,
so awful. But he, you know, brought it, didn't shy away from it, didn't hide away, brought it to light and toured. And, you know, his
I think it's worse for the people that love the person, though, right?
Oh,
he's not
God,
in pain.
Horrible. No.
He's frustrating the hell out of the people around him who he can't seem to remember.
Right.
But I guess there's worse ways to go.
I guess. Although to forget everything and everybody that's important to you.
That is one of the joys of life, is remembering the good stuff that right. you've enjoyed.
It's rough. So rest in peace, Glenn Campbell. And yeah. thanks for everything. And
I'm sure there'll be a big fight now. For the money.
Yeah, the family seems pretty together.
He has to have put his stuff in order.
I think the children have been fighting with his current wife, and she wouldn't let them go see them.
Another
to see him. And then she said there was some kind of restrictions.
Wife.
Well, it was his fourth wife. Oh. I think he has 8 kids.
Oh.
And
you're right. There will be a fight.
Yeah. And she would say, you have to provide me with written notice 7 days ahead of time when you want to come visit your father. You can't bring cameras. You can't bring fan mail. You can't bring food. It's just a big thing. So,
well, she may have doctor's orders, and she's probably trying to keep him safe. I mean, you know, the
Maybe.
People, if you love someone and they're like, bring me cigarettes, you think you're doing him a favor bringing
right.
him cigarettes, but you're really killing the guy sooner than he, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know.
See that in storylines all the time. Someone sneaking liquor or a fast food burger into the person who shouldn't be doing that.
I remember after one of my mom's open heart surgeries, she wanted me to bring her cigarettes to the hospital. And, oh, we got into a raging fight at the hospital. And I just had to leave. And it was horrible because she wanted those damn cigarettes. I was looking up Glenn Campbell's net worth, $50 million is what it comes to.
And that'll continue on. I mean, if he's played on this many songs, he's going to, you know, his
yeah.
estate will
royalties.
Continue to get royalties.
Depending on what his cut of those
True.
Are.
I think a lot of those session guys sign off. They get paid for the session. And they
you
relinquish.
You come to work,
couple
you do your 8
bucks.
Hours, and
yeah.
then you're done.
Got enough
Crunch.
Money for groceries and your rent. And
right.
No future benefits. That's good. That's a good one.
So cool. He just sounds so awesome. I want to learn how to say that stuff and pronounce it. So,
learn.
Well, I tried, and like I can't really do the...
Get the lyrics to Despacito
yeah,
and
gotta,
put the thing on, and let's try and do it.
I'll do it off the air so I can not embarrass... I feel embarrassed doing it by myself. I'm not going to do that on the air.
You're
going to
practice. It would be, so, be hot if you came
practice.
In and killed it.
We're going to yeah. expect that on Friday. Thank
no.
you.
Yeah, it'd
oh
be
God.
Hot if I came in and killed
What's
it.
This you guys
yeah.
stuff. And Bryn's
yeah.
got to do it. He's the one who just said he wants to
and
do
you're
it.
You're the one
volunteered.
Who loves to sing. Yeah,
yeah,
you love it. Put it on wheel. You said wheel.
Yeah. Why not, here, I'll pull it up and you can do that, Sarah.
Yeah,
I'm not
there
doing
you
it.
Go.
You said you wanted to do it.
I do at some point. Not right now. Live on the air for the first time.
Despacito. Remember when that girl called us and she did it?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We didn't see her at the party, but
no,
whatever.
No, we didn't.
Bummer.
Maybe she was there and had cold feet, you know?
Yeah, I don't even think it's that. I think that the people lined up for karaoke in such a way that you couldn't get near that mic.
Yeah, but
the
if
only reason
known,
Sarah got on there is because she's Sarah and it was our
I
party.
Went up there and went, hey, I'm next. And they went, you are? I said, yeah. She should have made herself known to us, though, because I would have marched her right up there. Like, we were all waiting for that.
Sure.
I love karaoke so much. It's so fun.
What do you want?
No, I was saying, I was commenting on the party. All right, moving on. David Letterman has been off the air for 2 years now.
Wow.
So he's happy, sitting home, retired, doesn't want to be busy, doesn't want to do anything.
What?
Yes. I'm kidding. Of course, he's back. He's going to do a new talk show for Netflix. I don't know. Does this mean he's going to shave that beard off, or is that just his new look? That's what he's going for.
I saw some pictures that I thought were recent where it was all shaved off.
Oh, I thought so.
But
cleaning it back up for TV, huh?
That's what I thought. Early this morning, I saw them.
Well, there's no title yet, but it sounds totally different from what he was doing on The Late Show. It's going to be an hour-long pre-taped show. Each episode will focus on one topic. Netflix says it'll feature, quote, in-depth conversations with extraordinary people and in-the-field segments expressing his curiosity and humor. I don't see a guest list. I think he's shot one of them. Anyway, he says he'd like to interview President Trump or Pope Francis. Oh, I see. He's got one guest booked, but he's not saying who it is, so he hasn't shot one. For now, he's only doing six episodes, and they'll premiere sometime next year, but obviously if the show's a hit, that could change. He jokes, I feel excited and lucky to be working on this project for Netflix. Here's what I have learned. If you retire to spend more time with your family, check with your family first. Thanks for watching. Drive safely.
They're like, please go.
Yeah, no, no, really, you should go. That'd be great. Do that. Arcade Fire last week had the number one album.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think they broke or tied. They tied a record, I think, for... Or maybe they did. They were the first band in this decade to have three number
one
albums.
But you said the other one was Linkin Park.
Right. So they tied the record. The problem for them is that no one is streaming them. It is the least streamed number one album of 2017. They're saying the bad news is 94,000 of the 100,000 equivalent album units sold were actual albums. 94,000, because they base a lot of the charts now on how many times you get streamed on various services. So that means diehard Arcade Fire fans immediately snapped up full versions of the record and nobody else streamed it. It doesn't bode well for the album's long-term prospects, they say. The New York Times is saying that Everything Now, the Arcade Fire album, just about 7.9 million streams in its debut week compared to 46 million for the week's number two album, which was Kendrick Lamar's four-month-old Damn. They're saying, though, the New York Times says, Arcade Fire's streaming number is the lowest for any number one album since Bon Jovi's This House Is Not For Sale back in November, which reached the top with a nearly negligible 315,000 streams. So not great news. You need to be streaming to stay on the charts.
Well, okay, but it's good to have people buy your album.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. It's great. The problem is people go buy it and then...
I didn't go buy it.
No, me either. Tiger Woods. He struck a deal in his Dewey case. He's agreed to enter a DUI diversion program for first-time offenders as a result of his May 29th arrest. He was supposed to go... to a judge this morning and enter a not guilty plea. He did not personally appear in court. His attorney met with prosecutors, worked out a deal to enter this DUI first-time offender program. The program requires offenders to plead guilty to reckless driving, and in exchange they get 12 months probation and have to do these DUI education classes. You are also prohibited from drinking alcohol or taking drugs at all during the probation period, so for 1 year. This all comes from that incident May 29th when they found cops found him passed out behind the wheel of his banged-up Mercedes-Benz at about 2 in the morning. He was completely out of it, insisted he wasn't drunk. It was an unexpected reaction to mixed prescription medication. He was charged at the time with three misdemeanor counts, DUI, reckless driving, and improper stopping. And all of that will be wiped from his record if he completes the DUI diversion program. So that's how he'll be spending his football season.
I wonder how that'll be when people walk into their Dewey class and there's Tiger Woods sitting there.
Is that a distraction from your own recovery?
This is not about recovery. This is about doing whatever you have to do to get through with the
court case,
the court requirements. That's not recovery.
That's a bummer.
I mean, there may be some people who see in that class themselves as an alcoholic and for the first time, but for the most part, I think people go through that.
These are court ordered
things. Because they have
things.
To, and they sit there and wait for it to be over. Not that I... Well, yeah, I do know I have been to them.
Well, that's a bummer to hear. Because you feel like, can't someone see that they've hit rock bottom? And
no.
Although I guess he's got a long way to go before he hits rock bottom. So he can't drink or take any drugs during the,
yeah,
the 1 year
probation.
Yeah, so I'm
wondering about, what about his back pain or whatever pain he goes through.
Well, that's, let him do, I have a prescription. The doctor says, here's my note. Mm.
But the problem is, I'm sure that those are heavy duty painkillers.
Probably part of the problem.
Who knows what his
big
addiction level is to those.
Yeah.
Mm. He's a rich dude, so he can get whatever he wants. We all
about
know how
driver.
That works. Yeah, get a driver. Mm. And who's what are they going to plant a cop outside his house to make sure he doesn't drink at night? Anyway, that's what Tiger Woods is looking forward to.
I'm not saying it's easy or fun. I'm just saying it's not a place where he's going to suddenly
that's too bad.
Find sobriety and be like, thank God for these classes.
Right, because I really get it now. Reality is setting in for Kylie Jenner.
That's the youngest.
The youngest one.
Daughter.
The hottest one. The young hot one.
Get out of here.
Kylie Jenner was hoping to be the next Kim Kardashian, and her plans were squashed.
This show's no good.
The reality show Life of Kylie premiered to lackluster ratings.
Are you being generous?
The review I saw was like, she's a whiny little girl.
Mm-hmm.
A whiny little rich girl, I think, was the
yeah.
review.
I did tune in.
Oh, let's hear it.
For
what's your
minutes,
review?
For
the
Uzi
reviewsy is?
Ugh, horrible.
Oh.
I saw her trying on a bunch of dresses because some boy had invited her to prom. And she found the dress that she loved after trying designer gowns on.
Is she? So she's still in high school?
Well, they're out of
school. Oh, some young...
I believe the mom took them both out of school because they were getting bullied.
Oh.
And so they were homeschooled.
Right.
But the boy invited her.
She's 19.
To his prom.
Was it just one of those random viral video style prom
something
poses?
Like that, along those lines.
And they're like, you should really say yes to this just so we'll have something to shoot on the show.
Exactly.
Other than you eating caviar by your pool.
I saw her trying to pin on a boutonniere on the boy.
Oh.
They showed up at the prom and everybody's, Kylie, Kylie, Kylie! You know, pictures and, what am I trying to say? That
flashbulbs?
Flashbulbs. Everywhere. They couldn't even get through. She's like, we need to find someplace private. It was horrible. I just had to change it. That's all I saw.
Oh, the poor dude.
They couldn't even dance.
Anyway, about 1.1 million people watched it, which, you know, sounds like, well, 1.1 million people watched it. What's wrong with that? Rob and China's reality show, I had like 2 million people watching it, which is, you know, it's still not great, but it's twice as good as what she put up there. And apparently Kylie Jenner is devastated by all of this.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Some insider says, Kylie was really hoping this was going to be her big break and would land her a huge future in reality TV, because that's what you want. Mm. She was hoping for spinoffs as well.
Spinoffs?
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. But any more ways to make money, I guess. Not just the ratings disappointed her, it was the reviews. The majority, TV Guide said, the majority of Life of Kylie's two-part season premiere details Kylie's disconnect between who she wants to be and who she feels she has to be. And though there are produced attempts at silly shenanigans that are the Kardashians' bread and butter, Kylie goes to prom, Kylie spies on Jordan State. They're all tainted by the bleakness of her reality. Kylie Jenner's trapped in the lifestyle of an A-list celebrity and she has no way out.
Let's cancel it now. Put it out of its misery.
I know. And actually, that's what Radar Online is like. Do you think it'll be canceled?
Oh.
Sound off.
Yes, please.
Comment a yes, yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's what's happening with Kylie. Poor Kylie. What's coming up, Vinny?
Burning Man makes the news. Ooh. And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:38, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have your chance to win tickets to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, so make sure you're here and listening so you can have your chance to win. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month for August. check out Oakland's Airport District.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That does sound fun.
It does. It sounds like a total party.
Here's what's happening. Well, yeah, as you know, nowadays, everyone's farming a lawsuit.
Does seem to be the way.
Thing to do. Make the money.
I just wouldn't want to spend my day in court.
The Google engineer that wrote the manifesto about why men are better suited for these tech jobs, which, by the way, I should, before I even do the story, I didn't read the dude's story.
I only heard the quotes that were, you know, women are genetically incapable of the things that men are, or something like that.
Yeah, I can't even say that. So I just want to point out that I didn't read the dude's whole storyline. I do believe in freedom of speech, but I also believe that people can fire you for things. But the 28-year-old, that's the weirdest part of the story, is the 28. Mm-hmm. I expected that dude's story to be from a 50-something guy, not a young man. Anyway, the Google engineer that who was fired over the memo he wrote about gender differences said that he is exploring all his legal options. He's already filed a labor complaint over his treatment. He was fired. And it was about a memo he wrote that was supposed to be in her office. Of course, it went viral through the company very quickly.
Probably because some dumb girl saw it.
Caused an uproar online, and he was terminated on Monday for perpetuating gender stereotypes. Sundar Pichai.
Pichai.
Sundar Pichai is the CEO at Google.
Is he? That's the first time I've ever heard his name.
Well, we were just trying to. We had whom in Google his name.
So I would have said it was Sergey Brin. Sounds.
Right. Well, actually, that's I went in there and said, say the Google CEO's name. And he goes, Larry Page. And I go, no. He goes, Sergey Brin. No.
The other guy.
It's Sundar. And then we looked it up and it could be PK. I don't know. I was
PK.
Not sure.
I like PK. Sundar PK.
Anyway, he sent out an email saying that while he supports free expression by company workers, the memo crossed the line of the company's code of conduct by advancing harmful gender stereotypes in our workplace. So this dude, we'll see if he ends up filing a lawsuit against them. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks has offered him a job, saying the anti-diversity Google employee can come work for WikiLeaks. Censorship is for losers, says Julian Assange. So
interesting.
I've always said you do want to know what people think because you're associated with someone who may have really ugly insides, and it's best we know. Let them say their mind.
So
and
you can disassociate yourself from them.
Who to be with and who to be around and who to put yourself next to.
It's just surprising to hear that immediately someone offers the guy a job. It's like, but you heard what he said.
Well, one of the things the guy said, according to Assange, is that the engineer's job is lonely and stressful, and maybe women won't like it. Now, I don't know what the guy said. Again, I didn't read the dude's thing, so that's one of the problems I have, is maybe I should go read that before I come out against the guy's...
It's 10 whole pages, Vin.
I don't know if I can do that.
It's ponderous.
Anybody cliff note that thing? Anyway, so maybe he'll be a WikiLeaks employee, or maybe he'll farm a lawsuit that pays him out. Sure. At 28, it would be nice to hit the beach for good, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I feel like at 28, your work in life, your discovery of who you are is just beginning, really. Mm-hmm. This will maybe be a good character builder for him.
Caltrans, speaking of jobs, plans to hire 1,100 employees in the next few months. So if you're looking for a gig...
They're out there, apparently.
Caltrans has a bunch of jobs over the next few months. They're looking for engineers, surveyors, right-of-way agents, environmental planners, engineering technicians, equipment operators, highway maintenance workers, and more. So.
Fantastic.
Good luck. There's something for you. I wanted to do this story real quick because I just thought, I hadn't thought about it since it happened.
What is it?
Walt Disney World has erected a lighthouse sculpture to honor the memory of the 2-year-old Nebraska boy who was eaten by an alligator in that pond at one of their hotels.
They erected a sculpture to commemorate
a lighthouse sculpture to commemorate the boy. The death was ruled an accident.
Yep.
Obviously, no one wanted that to happen.
Of course.
But there was the boy visiting one of the hotels in Orlando at Disney World who was pulled into the water by an alligator. Just sitting there ankle deep, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. The dad jumped in to try and rescue the boy, but Lane Graves was pulled under and wasn't found until 16 hours later.
Oh, God.
But they'll be...
Do you have a picture of it?
You're right.
I don't.
It's just horrible.
It is. But there's a sculpture now there forevermore to honor the boy. Oh, she's bringing it in?
She's going to print it, I believe.
All right. Cheetos. Oh.
Let's see.
That just
you have me at Cheetos. I love
do
Cheetos.
I have you?
I'm waiting patiently for the Cheetos story.
There it is. It's a very nice thing to have done.
It's a little lighthouse. Oh, that's sweet. It is nice. You're right. Nobody wanted that to happen.
You can't imagine going on vacation and how much joy you were probably having about the Disney 5 days leading up to our Disney World our Disneyland trip we just took. We had to teach our kid how to count the days down. Is today the day? He's just hyperventilated today. So I can imagine that was
so sad.
Cheetos is opening a new restaurant with nothing but food made with Cheetos.
Ow.
It's going to be a pop-up restaurant in New York City next week that serves only this, like, including mac and cheese, nachos, and cheesecake.
All made with Cheetos.
Would you like grilled cheese filled with cheese, bacon, tomatoes, and Cheetos?
Okay, I'll try it. I just feel like they'd get soggy cooked into stuff.
Mac and cheese made with white cheddar and Flamin' Hot Chipotle Ranch Cheeto crust.
All right.
You would eat that?
I'll try it.
You'll try that. Tacos with chicken, veggies, and Flamin' Hot Limon Cheetos on top.
Okay. You know what? At first I thought, no, this doesn't sound good. But now as you describe each thing, I'm like, well, you know, sounds pretty good.
Nachos that use Cheetos instead of tortilla chips.
Oh, so they're like covered in
cheese and salsa
and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I do. You know, the thing I like almost the best about Cheetos, beyond the flavor, it's the consistency. I like the Cheeto consistency. And it sounds like you cook it into stuff. Wouldn't it lose that? I don't really want that flavor stuck in my mouth. And are my lips going to be orange afterward, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people will try that, but I don't know that it'll become the rage.
Cheesecake with Cheeto crust.
Okay.
The restaurant's going to go for 3 days, and if it's a success, they'll most likely do it again. And probably you'll see some kind of recipe book as well.
Well, you know, there are people who for sure would be like, oh, my God, recipes with Cheetos? Buy it for me, Cletus.
We, as a morning show radio family, are lottery winners.
We are lottery winners. We won. The first time we all decided to go in on a lottery together, we won $13,000.
And we continue to play.
Yeah. We did think that we had won $300,000 for like a full 2 minutes.
Well, we got
5 out of 6 numbers. But we didn't have the Powerball?
Something.
No,
I
think we had 4 numbers and
the
Powerball.
And so we had 5 out of 6.
Right, but it wasn't.
It was a $13,000 win and not a. If we had 5 numbers without the Powerball,
we would have hit big.
Right.
Anyway.
Oh, what a pisser.
For the first time, U.S. lottery players will have a choice of games offering jackpots topping $300 million. It's happening right now. In the 7 years since all U.S. lotteries began selling both Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, both games have never offered prizes so large. So Tuesday night's Mega Millions, that's last night, estimated at $350 million, and tonight's Powerball prize is $307
million. Oh.
And we've bought tickets, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're in for both of them.
We don't know whether or not we are winners yet.
So Powerball's drawings are Wednesday and Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. You know, we're in on both of them. Did they say if anybody won last night's Mega Millions?
No,
no one ever talks about the Mega.
No. No, but I didn't see anybody win. I looked, but...
If someone had won around here, it would be on KCBS. And
yeah.
It'd be out there, wouldn't it?
I don't know
and
if
I've
been to
the
bathroom
news all
yet.
There's nothing going on.
We play them in the bathroom, so...
Yeah, that's where we would have heard it.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun thing to find out while you're peeing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think I won.
Well, if someone bought the ticket in Scotts Valley, I'm pretty sure.
I'm
convinced it would be me.
Of course. Who else could it possibly be?
Someone said Belmont. I'd be like, oh my God, we won!
The odds of winning the jackpot, they say, remain abysmal. For Mega Millions, it's 1 in 258.9 million. And for Powerball, it's 1 in 292.2 million.
Well, lightning has to strike, and you can't win if you don't play.
Right. But those are...
But if you have a gambling problem, please disregard this entire broadcast. Don't do it.
When I went into the liquor store to get our tickets, I guess it was last night, there was a dude pulling from the scratchers. People are into that. He was... spent quite a bit of time picking out which scratchers he was going to get and getting sheets of them with his bottle, which I guess he was going home to
have a drink
party.
And scratch some tickets. The nickel is the best for the scratching of the tickets. Doesn't have the ribbing on the edge. Big, you know, nice. Give
so you do the
nickel.
Scratchers quite a bit?
No, but I definitely have done scratchers and the nickel is the best. Like my dad would always say, you got to use a nickel here.
Oh, my friends use knives.
Oh,
knives. Back to the knives. By my friends, you mean Johnny B?
No. I have two friends that play and they bust out their knives.
I don't like scratchers because they're a mess.
Yeah.
Like that. Now
they
that
win all
stuff.
The time, like $50, $100, but they play all the time.
Right. So it evens out.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, $5, $10 tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I'm the director of a DUI program here in the Bay Area. Yes, some treat it as a joke and end up back as multiple offenders, but others say it really helps them. Many have stopped after the completion to share how well they are doing and how much life has improved. As you always say, Vinny, you have to want it in order for it to work.
Yeah.
I think that there are plenty of people who get one DUI and it's awful enough that they start Ubering or whatever.
Right.
I don't think they immediately quit drinking. I just think they might realize a second DUI is not an option.
Right.
Was listening to you guys with my 3-year-old daughter in the car. You were all talking at once. She goes, they're so loud. Why? Was laughing through
we
my explanation. LOL.
We get excited.
We get excited about stuff.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, is it that time? Well, how are the Obama girls doing?
Good.
How is Usher doing?
Oh.
And that one chick. How is Netflix doing? And more after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.